Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We know that ex-Steinhoff CEO Juster has been charged now in Germany for accounting fraud. Does this impact on the South African investigation by the Hawks? How is that going? Rob Rose, very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, fine. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. It's very murky for some of us who aren't absolutely focused on it. You know, I find that I see articles around it. I think, okay, I need to read this. I want to know what's going on, but it really is murky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long protracted soap opera. So it has taken way too long to get any kind of resolution. I mean, the simple facts are that Steinhoff created this massive accounting fraud over like more than a decade. I think the amount in question was 106 billion of fictitious transactions. So that's actually what happened. A whole lot of investors were conned into buying shares and then found out the company wasn't worth as much as they thought. And the issue is the people behind it, the masterminds behind it, there's been no accountability for it. So I suppose in a nutshell, that's where it is.
Mm. And Juster still living in Hermanus, and between his home and his son's home, so far no charges have been brought in South Africa.
No, they haven't. And I don't know why that is, because certainly there are various elements to it. There's the accounting fraud for which he's charged in Germany, but there was also something a lot simpler, which was an insider trading case that the financial regulator decided last year. They fined him a massive amount of money, the largest ever fine for insider trading, but that's a very simple, it's an open and shut case. In that case, what happened is that, according to the finding by the regulator, Marcus Juster sent an SMS to four friends saying, you know, you keep asking what's happening with Steinhoff, there might be things happening that might not be great, so you should sell your shares.
Wow, well, that's pretty clear.
That's pretty open and shut. I mean, we have insider trading rules to stop that kind of thing happening. Mm. If you have inside knowledge of what's going to happen in the company, doing something like that is a criminal offense. So, you know, I understand accounting fraud is complicated, but certainly the insider trading case, you'd think there should be some kind of action on that.
Right. Is there speculation as to why there isn't, why this isn't going ahead?
Well, I mean, the Hawks, let's face it, the Hawks and the NPA are not, they don't have much capacity. They don't have great skills when it comes to complex financial crimes. So they're going very slowly. They then hired PwC to work for them being paid for by Steinhoff, bizarrely. But essentially, they've hired PwC to do the investigation for them, for the criminal case, and it's taking forever. So the theory of why they're not bringing the insider trading case beforehand is that they want to bring all the charges together. But it just seems like a ridiculous waste of time, because you think of something that happened in the U.S. or in Europe, actually, Germany. Wirecard was a big fraud last year.
Mm.
And the guy was arrested the week after that. You know, the fraud broke, and yet we have a case like Steinhoff where it's 3 years after the company collapsed and nothing has happened, and it just seems it's bad for our business environment that there's no accountability for that.
Do you think that the fact that they've laid charges in Germany will act as some sort of a catalyst to get things going a bit quicker here in South Africa?
I do think it will, to some extent. Mm. I do think that, I mean, the Germans have been on that case for quite a while. It was actually the first revelations that they're investigating this in Germany is what prompted the issues at Steinhoff in 2017, before the company collapsed. That's when former chairman Christo Visser said, oh, there's nothing to it. But the Germans were the ones who first started the investigation. They've now brought the criminal charges. And I think that, for one thing, it would be just embarrassing if the Germans nailed South Africa's largest corporate crime and we haven't.
Hmm.
So I think it will act as some kind of a catalyst, even if on the margin.
What is likely to happen? I mean, what kind of jurisdiction does the German court have over Juster sitting here in South Africa?
Well, I mean, Steinhoff is listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. So, you know, that's why they started their investigation, and the original founder, Bruno Steinhoff, lived in Westerstede in Northern Rhine area. So there's a strong link with Germany, but the thing is, Juster is here at the moment. So they could attempt to launch extradition proceedings against him, bring him back to Germany. But I don't know, considering that we're going to be bringing criminal charges here at some stage, whether what will happen as a result of that. I don't know if there'll be some sort of negotiation on that or not. I certainly know that some of the other guys, charged yesterday in Germany are in Europe, so that'll be an easier case to bring.
Mm. And the matter of Steinhoff themselves funding the investigation?
It's bizarre. I mean, the thing is...
I mean, has this happened before? It just seems very strange.
It is bizarre. Well, you know, when I ask them, they do say it has happened in occasional cases. I don't know of any other case, and I don't know certainly of any other high-profile case like this. So the thinking was, I spoke about it with the company this week. They said that PwC had done this investigation for them, for Steinhoff. Then the Hawk said, well, that's great, fantastic, thanks for the report. We'd like them to work for us, but we just don't have the resources to finance this investigation. So Steinhoff said, well, here's a 30 million rand line of credit, and you can use it to pay PwC. And I mean, it's riddled with conflict of interest.
Yeah, well, it must be. I mean, it's a very strange thing. Are we seeing the NPA and the Hawks rebuilding? I know I chatted a while back with Mandy Wiener, and she was describing how obviously it had been destroyed through the corruption years, and it had to be rebuilt. Are you seeing improvements in the investigations and in pursuit of criminal cases?
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't really know to what extent it's improving inside. I mean, a lot of people still need to be enticed back to work there. You know, and it comes at a time where there's not exactly a huge amount of government money to be handed out to hire the best people. So a whole lot of people left the NPA and the Hawks a couple of years ago to go work at sort of private sector forensic investigation companies, you know, the likes of KPMG and those ones. And it's difficult to lure them back now that they've gone to the private sector. And government, and also, you know, the austerity measures that have been imposed upon the justice cluster, I suppose.
Yeah, doesn't help.
So it's a very difficult thing to do. But, you know, you have a couple of situations where if you don't do Steinhoff well, for example, if you don't do the EOH case, VBS well, then foreign investors will, you know, think twice about coming to invest in your country. So, you know, the imperative of doing this is far outweighs the actual money it costs to do it. I think the notional gains for the country would be far higher.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, we need to leave it there. Rob Rose, editor of the Financial Mail and author of The Grand Scam, giving us some perspective around the Steinhoff case.
#YouDon'tHaveToBeJewish.